No, I don't think.
Let me just ask a few more questions. Okay. Mr. Chan, are any of your paintings found in permanent collections in museums?
Yes. I have a portrait in San Diego Art Gallery Museum. And I have a painting in Legion of Honor in San Francisco. And I have a painting, Bowman Collection painting in Palm Springs, and many others in galleries.
Uh-huh, in permanent collections and galleries?
Gallery, yeah. Uh-huh.
Where in Palm Springs?
Palm Springs Museum.
Palm Springs Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you won many awards for your paintings?
Yes, I have won my paintings.
What kinds of awards?
Well, for instance, the 50 years oldest art institute in the West Lake, and I win the prize.
What was the prize?
$500.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be this is the first prize.
Uh-huh.
And others.
Lots of other awards.
Yeah, schools and exhibitions, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
$200, but not important. Some important, some not important. Like older son, is quite important.
Mm-hmm.
Because in so 50 years, the student oldest, the many students.
Mm-hmm.
And oldest and minor student, they pick up the student
mm-hmm.
work. And there were 40 paintings,
mm-hmm.
and I too, my painting, they accepted. And besides, they give me a prize. That means I feel great honor for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides China, have you exhibited your works outside of California?
Oh, sure.
Where, in what states or what cities?
I exhibit in Kansas City. And I exhibit in New York.
Where in Kansas City and where in New York?
Well, Kansas City, I directly exhibit because my agent put my painting there, but I haven't there.
In which New gallery? York,
in the Kansas City Museum.
Uh-huh.
And I exhibit in the New York New House Gallery. And I exhibit in yes, in China, all
mm-hmm.
Shanghai, Canton.
Mm-hmm. But it seems if most of your works are exhibited in California.
Mostly in California, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see on this letter that you have given me, it says that you've had one-man shows at the following galleries.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher Gallery at USC,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles County Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Cowie Gallery in L.A.
Yeah.
Dalzell Hatfield Gallery in L.A.
Yeah.
Ankrum Gallery here in L.A.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Palace of the Legion of Honor in San Francisco. De Young Museum in San Francisco. San Diego Fine Art Museum.
Yeah.
And the Newhouse Gallery in New York and the Midtown Gallery in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. And this letter from Otis also said that you majored in painting.
Yeah.
And that you also completed courses in drawing, design, art history, and anatomy.
Yeah, because you have 4 years, lots of things to learn.
Uh-huh. And you graduated with honors in 1938.
Well, I think so, because I would say I'm the best student, I think, almost. Because
uh-huh.
At that time, I have to score a lot in the...
Mm-hmm.
Because on account of my exhibition, I graduated from there and all museums, my painting, so
uh-huh.
I have a school.
Uh-huh. And it said that you had full-time scholarship from 1934 to 1938.
Yeah.
And you also served as a teaching assistant in drawing and painting courses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This
letter also says that in 1948, you taught painting for 1 year at Lingnan University in Canton.
Not quite 1 year, about 6 months.
6 months, uh-huh. Where, did you teach anywhere else in China?
No.
Only Lingnan in Canton?
Yeah, I gave lectures.
You gave lectures, uh-huh. Okay. And it said, upon your return to the United States, you taught drawing and painting at the San Francisco School of Fine Arts on Market Street.
Yeah.
From 1951 to 1952.
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh. Then after 52, you started Farmers, the art gallery here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, it also said you exhibited in a four-man exhibition at the Chicago Art Institute.
Yeah. Yes, this is important. See, as I tell you, my history, my life, my knowledge, not important. But what I know is only as an artist. But I do believe I'm the first one exhibition in Los Angeles County Museum for Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
The first one-man exhibition. I can show of that.
Mm-hmm.
And not even that, I think it's almost in the country.
In the country?
Almost in the, I don't know the country, why Gorbachev, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because that time, who do good, you know.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah. But I don't want to say 100%, I think I am.
You are the first Chinese to exhibit
in Los Angeles County Museum.
Maybe the first Chinese in the United, all of the United States.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That is a fact. Did Tyrus mention that too?
I didn't interview Tyrus. Somebody else did.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's over at the other place.
Yeah. I see your work was also exhibited in Governor Brown's office in 1975.
Yeah. Well, I count this exhibition. I used to be every month, every year, because I don't have to bother, because they do everything for me, like museum, like Los Angeles County Museum. They pack my paintings, send it here, send them there.
Mm-hmm.
They like me. That time is I'm not even a Chinese, it's all American. They thought I'm the top of American painter at that time.
Do you still have many exhibits now?
Not for these 3 years.
Why not?
Well, for instance, well, you've been exhibiting in the museum. So what else you want to exhibit in the Los Angeles County Museum? Two or three years ago, I exhibit the oldest. I'm the only one have a one-man show in oldest too. Otis, you know, I put one man so they give it to me. That's why I want to mention it to maybe, I want to show maybe in school. I don't want to show in the regular places, because I've been exhibited in the museum. The highest place I can be. That's why I want to maybe have a show in UCLA, and then I feel like to put it because what else place I can exhibit?
Mm-hmm. But you've exhibited all over already.
But UCLA, I like to.
What kinds of paintings would you like to exhibit at UCLA?
Well, it's all Chinese American painting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I like to combine these two countries. my idea is, my painting is still my idea.
You think that your painting is a combination of
Chinese
a synthesis
and
of Western and,
Western
and Chinese painting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I asked you. You know the man, if I could, I can get in there. I've been so lazy to, lately, I like to paint.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I, what else place I can exhibit? I've been exhibiting all the places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How does your wife feel about your artwork?
Well, today my wife is here in a different lines of life. She likes to commercial in business. I like entirely opposite the way, but in a way it's bad, in a way it's good, because she doesn't bother you. She do her way and I do my own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you are the better. You are both the same so much. But we get along very nicely.
Uh-huh.
And because in Canva, I do my own and he should do.
Is she artistically inclined?
Well, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Americans custom inhabit a language,
mm-hmm.
So they naturally they get close together. It's own race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before the war in Los Angeles, would Chinese move if the neighborhood changed?
In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Los Angeles, it's always the Chinese and they live scattered, not like in San Francisco. So, in that time, when I have a very small little Chinese Chinatown, they call it Chinese Village,
mm-hmm.
And very small. So the people lived scattered.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you know of any Chinese who was involved in politics in China?
You mean the any politics in China?
Mm-hmm.
Did I know them?
Yes. Did you know any Chinese who were involved in politics?
I mean the one in China, not here. I mean, the Chinese here involved in politics in China.
Right.
Yes. In Chinese here, they have a different association, and also they have a different party, and like Kuomintang, a national party. And who established by Dr. Sun Yat-sen here,
mm-hmm.
long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, for my father, he was not the politician, but he was the member of the party at that time.
Which party?
A national party.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle is my relative, he was Chan Yu-hun, he is quite famous, and he worked with Dr. Sun Yat-sen, raised money.
Your uncle?
Not a long-distance uncle.
Uh-huh.
So he was one of the senator in China.
Did you, was your father active in the party?
Well, he active party in this country, but never been China to be official.
Mm-hmm. So he was active in the KMT in the United States?
Yeah, United States, yeah.
Uh-huh. Active in what way?
In what way? In the, because the, before the Chinese revolution, and they helped along to establish the party, get together, and try to help China.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you consider that the Chinese in general have done better or worse or about the same as other minorities in Los Angeles?
What do
you
mean?
Would you say that the Chinese have done better or worse or about the same as other minorities in Los Angeles?
Well, by what way?
Well, economically.
Well,
or
the Chinese and the Chinese, they ever have a good position in this country in the old day, because first they don't know the language, they never have to go into politics, and they ever have a good position or big company. Indeed, they are all working all by themselves, a restaurant in laundry or nursery. They don't have any high position.
But do you think they've done better than some of the other minorities?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Well, you mean a comparison?
Yes, comparing the Chinese with other minorities.
Well, the Chinese people, they have their own quality of behave themselves. And the first, they have background with their own civilized culture, and that they always to behave themselves pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And they will never interfere with any of anybody else. I think they are doing very good for that.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you think other minorities are not that
way? Well, compared to some, no. Like, not as good as the Chinese behaving themselves. But in a way. But with them themselves, they are very, very bad too. Because the tongue, you know, the Tang War, mm-hmm. and then the inside in China, I don't think they two ways to say it for the Chinese, because in the environment to make them to do bad,
mm-hmm.
because just like my when I was stuck. The All Tong Association and gambling houses,
mm-hmm.
even whole houses, all weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. They do that. Mm-hmm. That is true. But that's the background of Chinese. That's Chinese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard anyone make a comparison between Chinese people and Jewish people in any way?
Well, in the Jewish, to my my own opinion, the Jewish and the Chinese, in they have many things very alike.
What kinds of things?
For instance, the family type. Secondly, they are very industrial, working hard, and inside quite warm and hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are always save money.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are like the money alike. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but the Chinese people is seem to be more generous. I mean, generous.
Mm-hmm.
They make money, they spend the money, some of them. But the other, they are very tight too. They stay tight, it's called the same money. They are quite many things, they are very alike.
Uh-huh. Are Chinese people like Jewish people in their way of doing business?
Well, I do think so. The Chinese are pretty good mind in business too. Well, but not as, I don't think not as keen as the Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so?
Well, I'm asking you right now.
Well, what's your husband? Your husband Jewish?
No.
What's your husband?
Well, originally German back then.
Oh, German.
Yeah. Okay. Where did a lot of Chinese men meet their spouses before the war?
Meet their what?
Meet their wives.
Oh. Meet their wives?
Yeah.
Well, before the war, the wives seldom have a family here. The old folks, they come over here by themselves, they left behind, the family behind.
Uh-huh.
Well, they meet their wife and they have to go back to China. For a little while and come right back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chinese wife in that time is Chinese American is very difficult time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that American born Chinese tended to marry American born Chinese or preferred to marry American born Chinese?
Well, that's individual matter, but the Chinese, yes.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Samyup preferred to marry Samyup speaking Chinese and Seyup preferred to marry Seyup and Zhongshan?
No, in this country, I don't think so. The American born Chinese, and they don't know what they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
The one who already married, in China. They marry the same district what they are. But in the Chinese here, they really
doesn't matter.
No.
Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as the older generation?
I don't think so. I think the American-born Chinese, they just like Americanized. But the American, yeah. I don't think that makes any difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have a daughter.
I have a daughter.
Right. Did you want a son?
Well, that's a nature kid. I don't have a son.
Uh-huh. But you don't mind.
I don't mind. I just have my daughter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before the war, what did most Chinese think of interracial marriage?
I think the Chinese are very traditional, I don't think they like their children to marry the foreign girl.
What would happen if anybody did, any Chinese married a foreigner?
I don't think that had nothing happened, but they don't like it, the idea, that's all.
Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage, or see any?
No, I don't. I don't see anything. I don't know. Therefore, I don't know. But I think psychologically, I think I know. They do not like to marry the foreign girl or boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about now? You think the feelings of Chinese have changed?
Well, I think psychologically, I don't think it's still the same, but they always do now. My daughter married American.
Mm-hmm.
You married American.
Mm-hmm. Did you mind? Did you and your wife mind?
Well, I gave a very good party for them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love them.
Uh-huh.
And you asked me my idea. What my idea is, I that's another story. But I was married. He married. He's my son. My daughter and my son. I love them just the same.
Mm-hmm.
But if my daughter asked me, and I prefer he marry Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
But now, but I give them a very good party, and I very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Did you send your daughter to Chinese school?
No, this is why I make a mistake. She don't want to go, and I live far away from Chinatown, and I haven't had a chance to send her to school.
Did you think that it was important to send her to Chinese school?
Yeah, I think it is important, very important.
Why?
Because, you think you know English is important?
Mm-hmm.
And why not Chinese and New Chinese just as important as English?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is important.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that many Chinese parents felt that it was important for their children to know Chinese?
Yes. Myself, I'm a Chinese teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Were you strict with the children that you taught?
No. I very fond of children.
Uh-huh.
But when you were the teaching school, so you have to have regulation. They have to obey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How large were your classes?
Well, I have 100.
About 100?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it was, did it cost something like $15 a month or something like that?
No, that comes a couple of dollars a month.
A couple of dollars a month.
Yeah, you're doing it, you're not just an occupation. This is a kind of work. I teach in the Chinese school in the church, in Chinese congregation church. You know, more or less a work. We want them to know their own language.
Mm-hmm. Why were you interested in teaching Chinese at the Congregational Church?
Well, yeah, that time is a very still the Chinese teacher. And happily, I knew some Chinese language. I knew Chinese language, so I thought I can teach them. And yet, I have a Sunday school and teaching Sunday school too, because. Well, myself, my Chinese is all 100% self-taught.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did many Chinese who came to the United States, like your father and your grandfather, did they actually expect to return to China?
Well, every Chinese in old days, they come over American, they didn't want to die in this country, and they come to come over here for their living, and then the same little money, they like to go back to mm-hmm. stay for their old age.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in Chinese philosophy, in law, you gai gan. Because you come from there, you see come from there, you want to go back to the same places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What percentage of the Chinese actually return to China to?
Well, it used to be 100%. I mean, I don't mean at the present time. I mean, it used to be. Mm-hmm.
But before the war, around the 1930s or so, about what percentage went back?
Well, the one who come from China, I think 100%. But the one who, but of course some American born, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
leave my state, like to stay.
You came from China. Did you ever think of going back to China?
Well, yes, I do.
I mean, did you ever think of going back there to retire
in your earlier
years?
No, I don't think I like to go back to China to retire, but I do like to go back to China to visit to all the time.
Yeah, I know now you don't want to go back to retire.
Even then?
But was there a time when you were young?
Well, that's, I never think about it. That's, when I come here and I study here, and I begin to quite Americanize anyway.
Yeah, when you went back in... When you went back in 1947, you had no plans of staying in China?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did you think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in American movies?
Well, American movie, I think it's that... I think the bad influence more than the good influence.
What do you mean?
Well, the Chinese American movie is more or less is it's a bad influence. I think, for instance, like all day fighting and gambling, all kinds.
Well, what I'm saying is that the way the people used to show the Chinese in the American movies. As houseboys, as cooks, as laundrymen.
You mean to that way?
Yes.
Well,
what do you think?
Well, I don't think that. This is a show. This is a show. That.